This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in a fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Standing in the breach and always ready to stay in a fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Now, the first hour of the show, I was using just a regular old coffee mug, and before I got done with the first hour of the show, the last gulp of coffee may as well have been iced. Which, there's nothing wrong with iced coffee, for those of you that like iced coffee. It is not my cup of tea. So, I started out looking for hot coffee, and I ended up with... Not even, it felt like it wasn't even room temperature. It was horrible. So from there, I switched to the Burnout mug. And that cup of coffee stayed the same temperature all the way through the hour. And now I have the next mug of Burnout. Well, I'm having coffee in a Burnout mug. And I will enjoy this whole hour. And you don't have to take my word for it. Go check them out at burnoutmugs.com. I know this. Listen, I know it doesn't have anything to do with guns, but listen, people, a lot of us drink a lot of coffee. And my day being good means I get a lot of work done. Burnoutmugs.com. The other day, Rush Limbaugh, he played a clip of a political analyst, Charles Cook, of the Cook Report and sometimes the National Review, speaking to a group of actuaries. He told the group, the truth be told, even if the unemployment rate was zero and the economy was growing at twice the rate it is now, my wife and daughter would still hate Trump and his supporters. How does that even come up in a conversation? Presumably, I would think Charlie there agrees with them. And there you have it. This pretty much says it all about what the left is today. These self-appointed leftist elites who hate Trump so much do not care one bit about the country. They don't care about his tax cuts or his deregulation and phenomenal success of bringing back jobs and what this has meant to millions of Americans. They could not care less about the relief of Trump's agenda and how it's brought to millions of small businesses buried by the Obama regulatory regime. Cook likes to market himself as a nonpartisan analyst, but he is nothing at all like that. I mean, nothing of the sort. Like the rest of the left, he sees himself as one of those who should be calling the shots, deciding who should and should not have power. And to this kind of person, their power is in molding the minds and opinions of the rest of us. That's the power. Since they lost in 2016, they are furiously intent upon foiling Trump which means they're furiously intent upon foiling you. They have failed there as well, which is why they are motivated by one emotion. They have gone over to the dark side. They've given in to hate. Don't give in to hate, Luke. They hate Trump. They hate those of us who elected him. Do you think where we have former President Obama going right now, he's out on the campaign trail, and I mean, he's doing a marvelously inept job at it. He's packing arenas with dozens or hundreds of people. And then wherever Trump goes, he's got a waiting list. He's got 10,000 people in the venue, and he's got a line going around the building 22 times. Do you fathom how hard it is for a normal person to completely ignore the Trump rallies and the thousands of people that they attend these rallies? Is it possible in any way, shape, or form for these rallies to be an event that is not a sign of massive support for the president? Is that even possible in any reality? These are meaningless to the left, and they dismiss the people who attend these as toothless rednecks. They are clearly not being paying very close attention here. These people are the heart and soul of America, the people Trump won over throughout the campaign. By acknowledging them, it's a very simple thing, and acknowledging their contribution to making this country function the way it does, the people for whom the left feels nothing but disdain. Are there enough of them to see that the Republicans keep the House of Representatives? Well, we're going to find out in about 25, 26 hours. Not going to know till the vote's counted. But the Democrats, having learned nothing from 2016, will hopefully be again faced with defeat. And they have no agenda but anti-Trumpism. No plans except to rescind the tax cuts that help so many, to further ruin health care for all, to reimpose all the regulations that hamstrung the economy for 8 years. And as always, they mean to punish self-reliance and success and reward sloth. But they won't be even able to succeed there because they will not have the Senate and they will not have the executive branch. So this will be just an exercise of talking, primarily, and of thwarting Trump. And this what this will lead to. You know, what this will lead to is Trump is going to look at everything Obama did. And he's going to say, I'm going to do this by executive decree. And then at some point in, because he'll get reelected, at some point in that time, he will get the House again. And then everything that he has done by executive order, he will get legislative codification from it. Or for it, rather. And then, you know, this is going to be bad for them. This is going to be bad. He's going to, you know, the Democrats want to get out there and stack the court, the Supreme Court, because Obama now has a favorable, you know, balance there. And it's going to get more favorable, because somebody's going to drop very shortly. It'll get more favorable. You know, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, she might make it through this election. She might make it through another year. I don't know. But she's not healthy. She should not die on the job. She should take a moment and enjoy her life. But this is not what the left does, because that would mean giving up power. Their progressive plan for 100 years has been to purposely create dependence on a generous government that takes from those who produce and gives to those who produce nothing but votes for their benefactor. This is the whole reason the migrant caravan is a thing, because of the benefactors. You only have to look at the Democrats running to grasp who they are. Because a lot of them are openly anti-American. Mike Gillum in Florida. He's under investigation by the FBI for corruption as mayor of Tallahassee. He wants to abolish ICE and restrict police enforcement of the law. He is also violently anti-Semitic and anti-Israel. Stacey Abrams has the gun-toting new Black Panthers trolling for her while she is admitted to Jake Tapper, her plan to strip Georgians of their Second Amendment rights. Ocasio-Cortez is thoroughly ignorant of the Constitution and the most obvious facts of American history. Claire McCaskill is corrupt. Maxine Waters is corrupt. Joe Donnelly's been paying for ads for his libertarian opponent's Facebook page. Beto O'Rourke's out of Texas is funding some of the migrants making their way to our southern border. Kyrsten Sinema is a pro-Taliban moonbat who regularly insults her own state and constituents. And this is a short list. This is the short list of the ethically challenged Democratic candidates and the dirty tricks they routinely employ to win. Now, the polls were extraordinarily wrong in 2016, and most polling outfits lean left and their wishful thinking colors their analyses. These polls again favor the Democrats winning the House.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the armored republic and stay in the fight.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Indeed. I just took, you know, during the break, I was drinking my coffee, and it is still wonderful. And it's because of the mug it's in. No other reason besides that. It has been 21 minutes since I poured it, and I can't drink it the whole time I'm doing the show, right? Because you would hear that, and we just can't have that. So there you have it. That's all it's about. And Burnout mugs makes it better for me. So that's why I use them, and that's why you should use them, too. Check them out. Burnoutmugs.com. Now, the Washington Post is right on schedule. They're going to turn weather into politics with some Election Day forecasts. This year's midterm election features an intensity usually reserved for presidential races. In parts of central and eastern United States, a major storm system may add a wrinkle to this high-stakes contest. So in keeping with their theme of making everything, does that make you as sick as it does me? I hate that. I've been watching all of my social media people that I follow, like on YouTube, and they're politicizing everything. And I'm sitting around either there for the Democrats or global climate change or something like that. And I'm sitting there and I'm just thinking, why do you guys have to include this in your content? Why can't one segment of entertainment in the United States be apolitical and just entertain? Why do I have to put up with all of this all the time coming from everywhere? But WAPO published a map in appropriate red and blue colors showing storms in the south. Let's see. So, and, and they also noted, although the increasing movement towards early voting may somewhat reduce the weather's impact, there are a number of close races in areas that will be affected by this storm. One would think they're already making excuses for the Democrat midterm losses by reminding readers that bad weather may tend to favor Republican turnout, at least historically. But Trump is just saying, hey, we'll see. So leading up to the midterm elections, there was predictably an uptick in stories about global warming and climate change. So it's no surprise that the media is attempting to blame any and all weather anomalies on Trump, with the implication that if he did not pull the U.S. out of the Paris Climate Accord, the world's weather would be calm and tranquil in only 2 years. I don't know exactly how that would have worked. I mean, the idea that we can do anything today and see results next week is ludicrous. It is absolutely ludicrous. And, you know, all the problems in the environment, of course, are all due to the environment hating Donald Trump. We have storms and hurricanes and snow and rain and heat and any other form of weather. If only Trump hadn't pulled the plug on the Paris agreements, the fierce hurricanes of the last 2 years would not have happened. Instead, Houston, Florida, and the Carolinas would have had nothing but some tropical breezes. As an interesting aside, where is the predicted Trump's Katrina? We had 2 years, haven't seen it yet. Despite some nasty hurricanes, there was little media coverage about recent hurricanes because relief efforts were prompt and efficient. What one would expect with a New York City businessman in charge. The only thing close to Katrina was in Puerto Rico with botched relief efforts, despite not because of the administration's efforts. No matter how well the federal government performs, if local government is incompetent or prefers grandstanding rather than assisting their people, the relief effort will fall short. Halloween, which we just experienced, was an occasion to beat the global warming drums. An NBC affiliate in Madison, Wisconsin, painted gloom and doom on an otherwise fun and festive day. They reported, because of climate change, Octobers are warming for much of the country. This includes right here in Wisconsin. Since 1970, October temperatures have climbed by an average of 2.3 degrees in Madison. A warming October not only brings concerns locally, but across the country and across the world. Then they posted a graphic showing a gradually upward sloping trend line for Halloween temperatures in Madison. Not for the past 100. Not for the past 1,000. But since 1970. And, you know, the Earth is 4.5 billion years old. So a 47-year temperature trend is hardly conclusive. Unless, of course, you want to try to believe that the only relevant history is the period of time when we were alive, right? How about a slightly longer version of Wisconsin temperatures, say, for 100 years, coming from the Wisconsin Natural Resources Magazine? After tracking the weather year to year for 105 years, hindsight provides some trends. Wisconsin's mean temperature can be divided into four periods, the 1890s through the 1920s, when temperatures fluctuated both above and below the mean temperature, the 1930s, 40s, and early 50s, when temperatures were consistently above normal, the late 1950s through the early 80s, when temperatures were consistently below normal, and the late 80s through the present, when temperatures again to fluctuate above and below the norm again. So they basically seem to have 30-year cycles, sometimes cooler, sometimes warmer, and in this current cycle, fluctuating above and below the average as the, you know, as any little, I mean, you know, they provide a graphic there you can look at. So the trend line, assuming is statistically correct, is rising slightly. To NBC, this conclusively proves man-made global warming and an end to Halloween, since supplies of chocolate, the backbone of Halloween, are at risk from rising temperatures and changing rainfall patterns. Then, of course, there's the migrant caravan. It's just a spontaneous gathering of Central Americans, right? Just like Benghazi was a central, you know, spontaneous, just completely, you know, it was just a protest. Right now, by the way, with Weather Channel, they're predicting a colder than average temperatures in the south. Another headline, winter cold coming to Michigan towards the end of the week could bring lake effect snow. It's cold across the pond too. UK weather is on track to take another freezing turn, with a shocking weather chart showing a risk of snow significantly increasing over the first week of November. So rather than listen to the climate alarmists in the media and on the left, remember the words of another songwriter, Gordon Lightfoot, who writing about the upper Midwest, when the gales of November come early. But there's only one gale right now, and not only in November, but in every month is Donald Trump. And the only warning is from the hot air spewing from CNN and MSNBC and the Democrats. Yeah, those guys too. So, yeah, global warming. Love it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector, all giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News.
President Trump said in a tweet on Monday that he hopes Saudi Arabia and OPEC don't cut oil production, hours after the Saudi energy minister indicated that the country would reduce its output next month. In that same tweet, the president also said that oil prices should be much lower based on supply. Fires in northern and southern California are expected to continue at least through Wednesday, with the winds staying as gusty as they are and sometimes reaching near hurricane-force winds. So far, 31 people have died. This woman lost her home in Paradise, California.
It's extremely heartbreaking, I think, for everybody, especially if people suffering from not knowing, and that's probably the hardest place to be in.
Veterans Day was Sunday, but it is being observed by the federal government today, so that means no mail, banks will be closed, and all the federal offices and buildings will be closed as well. Stan Lee, comic book mastermind behind The Incredible Hulk and Superman, died today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. If you're like me, it's just the perfect cup of coffee. I mean, if your cup of coffee, what you're looking for is a hot cup of coffee, this is the perfect cup of coffee. And, you can take this with you wherever you go. I mean, I'm sure you could get a drink made at any of the coffee shops, any of the places you want to go. And it's going to stay warm. Check them out at burnoutmugs.com. So, Antifa. They're constantly out there being themselves. And this comes up from a while back, okay? But I want you to understand what Antifa is and everything. And you know, if Republicans win tomorrow, and if they hold the House and the Senate, expect to see more Antifa. Expect to see this. Anti-fascist, yeah. So here's a quote from Carlson. Liberals never defend their position with legitimate logical argument because their position is ever incoherent and indefensible. Instead, via hyper-emotional temper tantrums, they personally attack and denigrate all who dare disagree with them, even to the slightest degree. And these attacks are invariably intimate and literal. Liberals consider any departure from their Marxist party line to be so intolerable as to qualify as a crime, deserving of severe, violent punishment. Back in October, the leftist collectivists attacked New York City Republican headquarters, spray-painting Antifa symbols on doors and smashing windows. And that kind of vandalism is not unheard of during an election season, but this instance is particularly threatening because the perpetrators left behind a chilling note. And remember, this came from, like, 10 days ago? A little more than 10 days ago? Our attack is merely a beginning. We are not passive. We are not civil, and we will not apologize. This coming on the heels of a pantsuit, Hillary Rodham Clinton's declaration that Democrats cannot be civil. Her New York City acolytes obviously took her words literally. And it's just like the guys from Arbus Quarrel, where they said it's starting to look like Kristallnacht of November 1938 in Nazi Germany, but for patriotic American time. Antifa, if we want to be kind to them, we'll call them the paramilitary enforcement arm of the Democratic National Committee, much like the paramilitary Nazi groups who carried out Kristallnacht, all with the acquiescence of local authorities who did not intervene. And likewise, local authorities have chosen not to interfere with Antifa's illegal blocking of streets, intersections, and their physical attacks upon hapless motors in Portland, Oregon, and other leftist enclaves. I'm beginning to believe that their written threat, "Our attack is merely a beginning," is only too sincere. They are confident, Antifa is very confident, that the leftist police chiefs and mayors will continue to cravenly stand aside as they destroy property and harm people. And recent history proves them to be correct. Those who live in these areas will in vain look to local authorities for protection. And for potential victims of political violence, a group that surely includes most of us, we need to keep our heads up and be prepared in depth. I'm afraid we're about to be in for some very exciting world history right here in the good old USA. And that's if we win. Another quote from W.B. Yeats, "Turning and turning in the widening gyre, the falcon cannot hear the falconer, things fall apart and the center cannot hold. Anarchy is loosed upon the world." So, here's from a friend and student of John Farnham, instructor and writer. "I'm an American citizen by choice. A decade ago, I legally immigrated here from Zambia. My ancestors were from the state of Gujarat, India, and they migrated to Zambia in the 1890s. My family is ascended from ancient Rajput warriors. Today, with fierce pride, I speak English and call myself an unhyphenated American. Since coming here, I've made it a point to visit historic sites from a Revolutionary War, Civil War, et al. I'm always impressed with this country's repeated self-leveling, always in favor of liberty. Your recent quip starkly demonstrates that Hillary Rodham Clinton and her party are nothing more than an organized criminal mob, contemptibly subverting the American way of life. Your Che Guevara quotation at the beginning of the quip is extremely insightful. Since I lived in Zambia when Che and the Cubans were wielding their murderous influence there, as well as in Angola, Congo, and Namibia, I cannot believe I am a proud American and I am seeing sincere, unapologetic Marxists masquerading as Democrats running for political office with a straight face. Believe me, I know firsthand what Marxist communists sound like and what they do." So isn't it strange that in America, our flag and our culture offend so many, but our benefits don't? And how can our federal government demand that U.S. citizens pay back student loans when illegal aliens are receiving a free education at the expense of the beleaguered few of us who pay taxes and actually work for a living? And only in America are legal citizens labeled racists and Nazis, but illegal aliens are called dreamers. How is it that in America one can proudly wave the flag of another country but consider it punishment to be sent back there? As a language revision, need now means coveting other people's money but being unwilling to work for your own. Greed means wanting to keep at least some of your own. Compassion is when a leftist politician arranges for an involuntary transfer in exchange for votes. Opportunity missed by most because it is dressed in overalls and looks like work. Sacrifice never applies to leftist politicians who are demanding it of everybody else. Isn't it interesting? When you look at all of the observations of people that have come from the outside, that have gone through the process, they had to go through to become Americans. What that means to them and what they observe, it's quite illuminating, really. Quite illuminating. And the part that is the most interesting for me is when you think about some of the interesting ways they've changed language to suit them. Carl Sagan, he was the astronomer that, he was sort of an influencer in his time. He wrote, "Extinction is the rule. Survival is the exception." Even when we succeed tomorrow, if what I think happens, happens, we are still in for a fight. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Indeed. But all we're talking about is a cup of coffee that is the same temperature when you finish it as when you begin to drink it. I mean, think about what I just said. And then go to burnoutmugs.com and check them out. Have you ever seen Network? 1976 movie where a few seconds of frustrated political rage, I'm as mad as hell and I'm not going to take this anymore, that burned it into our national collective consciousness. Well, I think most Democrats seem to feel this way, and they've been mad for 2 years. Howard Beale mad. So mad that the very name of Trump causes most Democrats to sputter. Many coming to full froth within two sentences. It's not a surprise that we see this consistent reaction of rage and hatred coming from the Democratic Party leadership of the leftist mainstream media. The entire group of them does hate Trump, and their pogrom to destroy him has been ramping up into our discourse since Trump declared his candidacy. I think most of us know that they hate us too. So my take is simple. This has been a coordinated effort on the left to take Trump out, to destroy him and his family, and sadly has taken over the left. There's no two-party system anymore in the United States. Its main success has been keeping most of the center-left filled with 24/7 hate. Originally, I was really wondering how long they could actually keep this up without pulling back. I couldn't imagine they would still be developing and making up new reasons to hate Trump several times a week for 2 years. And unfortunately, they completely they're overachievers. They have done it. And they did it with relish and with gusto and with blinders. And the media, God bless them, well, they've stoked the flames of this one. Their staggering hatred and their staggering bias is there for all of us to see. Most recently, take a look at the week of the outrage with Trump calling himself a nationalist. Then look at the reporting about the synagogue murder. They actually blame Trump for that. Why not? They blame him for everything else. The problem is that this heinous act was done by a man who hated Jews and hated Trump because of his alliance with Israel in support of the Jewish people. So this was not a Trump supporter. Wrap your mind around that. The media used this anti-Trumper as an example of Trump's anti-Semitism. That's how crazy they are. A man who has a Jewish son-in-law, daughter, and grandchildren. One who has been supportive of Jews for a long time. No lie is too big, no slander is too big to keep the climate of hatred going. They need their experts to slam Trump. Truth be damned. And this is utterly despicable. And the sad part is that what this is doing to our discourse, especially among those who are somewhat moderately left-leaning, the outrage, the lies, the constant hatred of all things is destroying so much. Otherwise, no more people are ready to be angry at the drop of the word, ready to be outraged and start yelling when the subject of Trump comes up. And this is a great disservice to the entire country. 2 years of ginned-up outrage is enough. And this rage is, part scary, part humorous. I just don't know whether to laugh or cry on a daily basis. The left and their media crazies have devolved into a caricature. They're part toddler, part sucker, because they believe their own leftist PR, and part self-proclaimed superior elitist and part demon. And to be honest with you, a sorrier state of mind hasn't been seen on the left since the Red Guards terrorized China. And, yeah, okay, so they're mad as hell. They've made that very clear, abundantly. Where they're not so clear on is what they're angry about. Because the Democratic Party has not, after 2 years, taken the time to explain why or what their positions are. They appear to have none other than Trump bad. I don't use Twitter that much, but I put out a tweet. Most of the time I'm just promoting some video or a picture, something like that. But I put out a tweet, and my simple question was this, especially for those in the entertainment industry. Would you please, if you're going to skew political, take a moment to give me a critical discourse on why you hold these positions and these opinions? Are you a minor bird, or are you just ignorant? How can it possibly be a good idea to work and earn money and not get to keep most of your money? How is that possibly a good idea? How is it possibly a good idea to let a bunch of people come in the country and go places where they're not going to affect you? We know that. Yeah, we know that. But they are going to affect other people. And sooner or later, they will get to you. That is without a doubt. That's what all viruses do. All contagions. That's what they all do. I've heard from a few overpaid pundits that have points to score on healthcare. This is coming, though, from the party that destroyed our insurance system, the party whose leader lied for years about his healthcare plan, having rammed it down the throats of an unwilling electorate, and they're supposed to have an edge. The only real area they have an edge on is their rage, and we get it. Everybody gets it. It's the reason so many pundits have been calling for a blue wave. But hold on a minute, dear friends. There's another group who is angry and who's gotten quietly angrier as the leftist insanity has made itself so very visible. It's a different anger. It's not born of being a toddler or a sucker or an elitist or a demon. It's slow rising, reason-driven resolve to overcome the left's antics. Coming from watching years and years of the leftist media getting away with their pretense of being a journalist, it's born of watching people having to unjustly fend off the serial insanity of the leftist punditry and the attack dogs of the Democratic Party. And once again, I believe the pollsters have missed this entirely and partially on purpose. That's why they were so wrong in 2016. No one is polling about the quiet resolve and rightful anger of the Trump voter, but it's there. In spades. Just look at the Kavanaugh tribulations. And given the suppressed anger, I'm going to say this so-called blue wave is not real. And it's without substance. It's only based on history, meaning the party in power loses in the midterms. And the reporting is misplaced. Because this is not automatic. Like, Hillary being president was not automatic. Sure, the House is up for grabs, but the missing reporting has been on the slow-burning anger of the Republicans. So let me give it to you anecdotally. I have a lot of friends who are what I would call a moderate Republican, and they live in different regions of the country, and without exception, they have offered to me just how angry they are at what the Democratic Party and the leftist media has done in the last 2 years. Simmering, slow, roiling anger. They are highly motivated to vote. They can't wait to vote. And highly motivated to punish this nasty group of leftists in the way that only they can be punished. What has surprised me is the passion they have. All of them deeply affected by their anger at the media and the Democrats. Dozens of people normally just living their lives quietly, and they hate what has happened. Quietly. Then there's a Twitter feed of Larry Swigart, who has a great deal of information to share sometimes about polls, but more about actual early voting patterns. And polls are at best confused. What he keeps reporting is the consistency of an overwhelming red advantage in early voting and absentee voting. And his feed has described this phenomenon well. In almost every state, every battleground, with every competitive race, there's an enthusiasm gap in early returns. For Republicans, not for Democrats. So I'm not suggesting a red blowout, though it seems more likely right now than a blue one. So this is where you get a chance to make a second miracle finish in two sequential elections. And if we pull this off, we will be doing our part to continue to keep America great. And that is it. That is all the exhortation you get out of me. I will not be here tomorrow, and I want you to go to the polls, and I want you to be in the fight. So take this time tomorrow and go do what we got to do. I'll be back on Wednesday, and we'll do a forensic examination of it. It's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349. 4349.